through the prison system, as well as through consistent redlining and pushing them down in poverty.
I think we are
still used as bodies for like shit.
I definitely think if you try to start a program that also would not only target just Black populations, but also Black populations coming out of prisons. Yeah, that shit ain't gonna fly.
Yeah.
That shit ain't gonna fly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you're taking away a free labor force from the prison, which is modern day slavery.
Exactly.
Don't know.
Exactly. So, between that and all like the Black service industry workers, like all of impoverished Black people that are barely surviving, but that's just slavery. Mm-hmm. Like that's just how it is. Like they would not like that.
I'm trying to think if there's any other reason why they wouldn't let folks go. Like it's not for voting. I mean, voting purposes, those states would become. I feel like it depends on which states. I think it's going to be a state by state case.
You'd be shocked
because I think
they would come up with all sorts of propaganda about it.
Like, for instance, I think if you target, like, Louisiana and target in particularly New Orleans, I don't think anyone would bat an eye about you helping those people get to other places.
Yeah.
However, I do...
Mississippi.
Yeah, baby. Mississippi?
Mississippi is going to give me a hard no.
Mississippi going to be like, you're going to create some uppity Negroes around here. Yeah. Nope.
Can't let you do that.
I'm so appreciative of my mom's side of the family leaving Mississippi. Woo! Yeah, could you imagine?
No.
Could you imagine me in Mississippi?
Honestly, I wonder what kind of person you'd be now.
I've asked my mom many times would she ever go back to visit, and she's looked at me like, for what?
Why?
She's like, no.
I think about that too. My parents are originally from a much smaller town in Texas, and I genuinely wonder, like, what would I be like if I lived in that town? You know? Grew up in that town. I don't know.
Hopefully alive.
Hella shenanigans, bro. Hella shenanigans.
My mom has stories about traveling once to where my grandmother was born in Mississippi, and they stopped at a restaurant and got their pancakes burned.
Yeah, of course.
And so they had to leave quietly, pay the full bill.
Yeah, of course.
Leave very quietly. Meanwhile, my mom and her siblings were like, whoa, the pancakes burned. And my grandma had to smack the shit out of them. Like, shut up.
It doesn't matter.
Get in the car. We need to leave right now.
Why did they stop, bro?
Bro,
you better bring your own food. You better do what you gotta do.
You know, that would have been probably in the 60s, close to the 70s. Just for those who are wondering and thinking, like, what was that, the 40s? No, my mom was born in the late 50s, and she was at that age almost a teenager. That would have been around the 60s, 70s mark. So, yeah, all that to say, my mom was like, nah, we ain't going to Mississippi. we're good.
God no. God,
we're
no.
good.
But okay, we have a lot more to get to. Want to go through the history of Thanksgiving. Let's get into some music. What are we going to play?
All right, going to start off with a classic, Candy Rain, baby.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. need, now I know.
Church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand, soothe the local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, baby, Grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hand picked me up each time I fell. Grandma's hand, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy, what you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have Grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma's hand. Mm-hmm.
was looking for affection, so I decided to go. Swing that in my direction, I'll be out of control. Let's take it to perfection, just you and me. Let's see if you can bring the nasty out of me. I'm at your house around midnight. Don't fall asleep. It'll just be me on a late night creep. I'ma show you things that you can't believe. Jump in this B.E.D. and won't you suck it to me? Take it like a pro, you know. Do a long throw with the backstroke. My hormones jumping like a disco. I be popping ish like some Crisco. And all you gotta say is miss it go. And when you say it go, I won't miss it. Suck it to me. Suck it to me like you want to. I can take it like a pro, you know. Do a long throw with the backstroke. My hormones jumping like a disco. I be popping meds like some Crisco. And all you gotta say is miss it go. But when you say go, I want to move slow.
Why Missy be socking it to niggas like Riri? The baddest industry bitches of the century. Hit hard like penitentiary did. Finally admitted that we the shit combination is lethal. Popping Patron with Missy in the 600 with no see-through. Suffer the repercussion, fucking with shit like this. We call it puppet, constantly making niggas suffer the consequence. Gotta get the ends, bitch. House in the shower, the catty crib, in the ladder with the bins. Niggas been helping the puppet, but they ain't try shit. Got plenty motherfuckers that'll rock quick. But sidekick on the bus. Check a figure itch when you fuckin' with me. Jealous, cause I live more plus. Me and Missy live a nigga with a hair brush. Bring the ruckus plus. I'm peddling and pushing, picking up profits. But what I'm selling never gon' stop it. Socking it to niggas and rocking it. Dropping them on the spot. Heat up any block or wreck a shot. Knocking you off of your sock. Guaranteed platinum. Watch two of the coldest bitches get hot.
I be the B-R-A-T. Hubby Missy. We some bad bitches who be fucking it up. I be B-R-A-T. Hubby Missy. And we some bad bitches who be fucking it up.
I'm your nigga for life, baby. Let's continue to drive all these motherfuckers crazy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Timberland, I see you, baby. I feel you. Sock it to him, goddammit. It's 9-7. This the motherfucking bitch era. What y'all niggas wanna do? The brat tats hat on that ass once more. I'm out the door, motherfucker. Yeah.
Baby, I want to be true. niggas say I'm too much. I trust this true. I lie. See for yourself when I slide through. Drive by your bitch. Say, don't look, you do. Shine so bright in the wet you too. You wish Boo Boo could ride with you tonight. Ain't nothing in the world that Brett can't do. She attractive to them, him, her, and you. Shit. Frostbit, December, unrestricted. Drop dead, the cost is priceless. Due to the content, I suggest you like this.
What do you like? A whole lot of foreplay right before you get it started.
Can you tell
what do you
me,
like? Lay on top. You want a bottom type? I'm willing. What do you like? Somebody that can take you wild.
And you still be sweating me. I don't see nothing wrong with giving a little love, but nigga, just let me breathe. Damn, you cute as hell, so let's switch the digits. Then I got to leave. And you could buy me a couple of drinks, but I'ma go socialize and smoke my weed. And I like it when you keep your eyes on me. And I like it when you touch my privacy. And I like it. Sex and ecstasy when the belt buckle loosen up. Undress me, already juiced up. That come naturally wax. And also romantically, no woman can slow dance or throw down like I can. Ask if you're curious to know what I like, man.
What do you like? A whole lot of foreplay right before you get it started.
You can just tell
what do you
me,
like? Lay on top. You want a bottom type party. What do you like? Somebody that can
I like to know what you like. So
all
I can
night
give
long
it to you.
All night long. Tell me.
Well, I start at the top of the list with my pretty eyes, a cute nose, and these fat ass lips. My medallion sit in the middle of my tits. It's hit after hit shit. Sweet every sip down to the last drip drop. Watch the hips rock. Color me bad. Tick tock, you don't stop till
you
the thick thighs, thick rise when I skip by. I ain't surprised. I'm what you like.
What do you what like? Like? A whole lot of foreplay right before
open
you get
up
it started.
Tell me
what
do
you like?
You want
me on top. You want a bottom type party.
Baby.
Somebody that can make it sing.
We're back with Black on Black on Black. You're here with D Fantastic and
DJ Queen. What's happening?
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know, I keep providing the people what they need out here.
They don't need any of that.
I feed the people. You starve the people.
You feed them trash. Anyways. Speaking of, so this is our Thanksgiving episode. I wanted to do a little segment on Thanksgiving history. So there's a lot. Like, I just kind of, like, condensed, like, what I know and, like, and basically, like, some origins, but also other shit. So, days of Thanksgiving. So it wasn't always just one day. It was, like, a feast of celebrations, typically in, like, the latter half of the year, normally around, like, November to December. So, they're normally attributed to giving thanks to deities, and they've existed for thousands of years, and like were way before the Europeans, aka the white man, got to North America. The first recorded Thanksgiving was in 1579 in what we know now as Canada. Mm-hmm. So, documented Thanksgiving services in the in what is now the United States, were conducted as early as the 16th century by Spaniards and French. So they like documented it. These days of Thanksgiving were celebrated through church services and feasting. So now what people commonly associate our particular day of Thanksgiving was with the Plymouth colonists, which people refer to as the Pilgrims. They settled in eastern Massachusetts, which was formerly occupied by the Patuxet Indians, who had died from the devastating epidemic between 1614 and 1620. So after the really horrible winter of 1620 to 1621 that killed half of the pilgrims. Two native intermediaries, Samoset and Tisquantum. Look, I'm going to fuck up some of this indigenous shit. I'm so sorry. But
we will get a check after this.
More commonly known by the diminutive variant Squanto. So that's what people call him now. And the last living member of the Patuxet, they came at the request of the Massosit leader of Wampanoag to negotiate a peace treaty and establish trade relations with the pilgrims, as both men had some knowledge of English from previous interactions with Europeans through trade, with Samoset and a period of enslavement via Squanto.
Patuxet.
No, I'm saying...
I'm just letting you know about that.
Patuxet?
Patuxet.
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 Patuxet, thank you. Mm-hmm. Squanto. So, Massasoit had hoped to establish a mutual protection alliance between the Wampanoag themselves, greatly weakened by the same plague that basically annihilated the Patuxet, and the better-armed English in a long-running rivalry with the Narragansett, who had largely been spared from the epidemic. God.
Yeah. You know.
Reason that, given that the pilgrims had brought women and children, they hadn't arrived to wage war, right? So they've just showed up with, like, guns and shit. They wouldn't have intervened in this, but they're okay. They're looking to settle, so, you know, obviously y'all are cool. So Squanto taught the pilgrims how to catch eel, grow corn, and they actually served as an interpreter for them until he also died of disease later on that year. The Wampanoag leader, Massosit, also gave food to the colonists when supplies brought from England proved insufficient. So, having brought in a good harvest, the pilgrims celebrated at Plymouth for 3 days in the autumn of 1621. The exact time is unknown, but James Baker, a former Plymouth Plantation Vice President of Research, stated in 1996, quote, "The event occurred between September 21st and November 11th of 1621, with the most likely time being around Michaelmas, which is its own like pagan holiday, September 29th. According to accounts by the Wampanoag descendants, the harvest feast was originally set up for the pilgrims alone." Contrary to like this misconception that the natives were alongside the pilgrims the whole time, part of the harvest celebration involved a demonstration of arms by the colonists and the Wampanoag, having entered into a mutual protection agreement with the colonists and likely mistaking the celebratory gunfire for an attack by a common enemy, arrived fully armed. So like the pilgrims were wild and shooting guns and shit, and the natives were like, "What the fuck is going on?" Mm-hmm. They showed up like, "Are y'all trying to fight?" Obviously, that wasn't the case, but because they showed up, you know, worried, the pilgrims actually welcomed the Wampanoag to, like, come and join. And so that's how it was. Once, like, they were brought together to do it, you know, pilgrims were shooting off guns like idiots. And the natives were like, you know, if you nuck, let's buck, right?
If you nuck.
And so the pilgrims wanted them to come join because their farming and hunting techniques actually helped bring the bounty to the pilgrims. Without the Wampanoag, like, it wouldn't have happened.
I wonder if they could, if the Wampanoag could look back, if they could just, or look forward, if they could have seen where we're at today. I often wonder, would they
have helped?
Yeah. Or would they just have, like, slaughtered all of them? Been like, fuck it.
Maybe the men.
Yeah.
And then said, "Y'all women and children, y'all trying to live or nah?
You can incorporate yourselves fully into
this tribe, or
we can give you an honorable death."
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You wanna,
that would have been the smart move.
You want to follow your men into it because you can.
Yeah. No,
far be it from us.
No, yeah, we're not gonna rape you. Like, you can just come in and join or do whatever you want, but we gonna leave you to the streets. Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, no, baby girl.
Yeah. I'm not about to watch my whole ancestral line be decimated only to live in, like, fucking Nevada.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? So, interesting things I wanted to bring up is that turkey likely wasn't the main meat at this Thanksgiving festival, because it's probably wild turkeys are probably there, but there was probably served alongside fish, eels, and shellfish. There were no potatoes at this because indigenous South American food just wasn't there in the global system yet. And then, of course, there were no pies because there was no butter, wheat, flour, or sugar.
Yeah, that also would make sense.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, I like to bring it up. Now, just so you know, this Thanksgiving feast with the pilgrims and the Wampanoag, they people have been trying to say that that was the first, like, main one. That's not really the case, because over years, it was kind of forgotten about. Mm-hmm. Where our holiday comes from is pagan Thanksgiving feast from, like, New England in general. Ooh. So, coupled with those traditions and the modern holiday, this is born out of the gradual homogenization and secularization of multiple but separate related days of Thanksgiving throughout New England. So these days were often celebrated from early November to early to mid-December, in some cases functioning almost as like a Calvinist alternative to Christmas. So that's why there's a lot of kind of ties in to, like, Christmas. Like, there's a lot of food that kind of is similar with Christmas. You know, thanking deities for food.
I say a lot of this is tied to harvest time, too.
Exactly.
Like, there's similar things happening around this time outside of what we call it that is all related to harvest time.
Exactly.
Or a god, or is some sort of a deity, as you were saying, that we have now, like, said, like, oh, this is now Easter, or, like, some other
exactly,
thing.
Exactly. And so, because remember, I mean, by the time there was documentation of the Spanish and French in the 1600s, people were starting to have Thanksgiving feast, like, in the New America, but, like, through churches. So there was already an adoption of this pagan holiday, but, like, combining it with, you know, Christianity. And so, you know, like, this holiday, considered sometimes an alternative to Christmas, sometimes it typically involved a return to the family home, right? So that's why people from Thanksgiving always go back home, church services, a large meal, and various diversions ranging from games and sports to formal balls. So, I mean, for Americans, that's why it's so fucking similar. Like, I mean, there's a lot of... The only thing that we don't do on Thanksgiving is exchange gifts.
You know what book actually talks extensively about this in a more fictional standpoint? American Gods. I read the book. Don't watch the show.
I've been really wanting to get it. And my brother's telling me it's amazing. I haven't, only because it's just a circumstance.
I haven't read the full thing, but what I have read has been really interesting. And they basically do talk about that.
Yeah.
About all of these different holidays, or all of these different, like, what we call them now and what they used to be called.
Right.
Or, like, so it's an interesting way of sort of finding out about that, or hearing about that history. I would, if you're interested in this, I would highly recommend the American Gods sort of fantasy novel series. It's by British author, hold please. I had it up. Oh, Neil Gaiman.
Oh, we can't read that anymore.
What did Neil Gaiman do?
You don't know about this?
Wait a minute. Neil Gaiman isn't the same person that does
Sandman?
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
that nigga's a rapist.
I know. Fuck.
Yeah, that sucks.
I don't know why I didn't put that together.
Well, because we just, it's painful.
Well, I remember the Sandman author was like, I remember that controversy
that came out. Sucks.
Well,
don't read that or buy that ever.
It's out, babes. I'm sorry. Well, there's other, I will find other sort of, of mythology books that, I will bring that up to you all.
Right. And so that's kind of how Thanksgiving got to where we are today, and why it's so similar to Christmas. And yeah, I mean, it started in New England, basically, and then just kind of spread throughout the country, kind of accelerating after the Civil War. So that's kind of the history of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Shall we do some more music before we, you know, talk about Black Thanksgiving?
Yes. Yeah. Do you want to just go straight into Black Thanksgiving?
No, let's do, like, some more music, and we'll close out with that.
All right, babies. All right, sweet babies. Let's see. Where do I want to drop y'all off into? You know what? Let's get into some smiling faces.
Yes.
Which I didn't, I for some reason never remember this group, but their name is great. Do you know what the name of this group is?
No.
The Undisputed Truth.
Aw.
I was like, that is actually a great name.
Yeah, that is great.
All right, so enjoy y'all smiling faces sometimes by The Undisputed Truth.
Of the evil that lurks within.
Can you dance?
smiling faces sometimes, they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. Oh, Lord, yeah.
So give me my streaks and give me my honey. Radios play this all day, every day. Recognize I'm a fool and you love me. None of you know, better look at me funny. No, you know my name, damn, give me my money.
Hey, dirty.
Sing it.
Baby, I got your money.
Sing it,
you
girls.
I said, hey.
Just sing it right now.
Baby, I got your money.
If dirty one is hey, me, I think y'all should give him his money.
Baby, I got your money.
club like this all night. Bitches, put your ass out, let me hold it tight. You're looking at my wrist, ain't this so nice? The price, bitch, is diamond shining disco line.
You better help me solve my problem. I'ma get this money and rob them.
Lucky dog when I won the lotto. Ran up on my car, I'm carrying Rilo.
But hold on, you can call me dirty and then lift up your skirt. And you want some of this dirty?
God made dirt and dirt bust your ass. Nah. Stop annoying me. Yeah, play my music loud.
And take the bats and old dirty to move the crowd.
Just say he had his dick in his mouth. Daddy Murphy taught me that back of the
but
house.
But give him the money.
We're back with Black on Black on Black. This is D Fantastic
and
DJ Sweet Queen.
See, I brought it back kind of chill this time.
Yeah, that's a very unusual thing.
Well, did you like that? Or what do you know, prefer?
You know, it depends on the vibe.
Oh,
I feel like sometimes you can be really high energy and I was like, that's not the vibe. Sometimes you can be really low energy and I was like, that's not the vibe either. I think this was on point.
Whatever. Anyway, so this is our Thanksgiving episode. We wanted to close it out. We're talking about Black Thanksgiving
because it is different. It is different.
So I want to like open up this discussion between me and you with like Black traditions, right? Like that I wanted to highlight.
Woo!
One of them being the Thanksgiving prayer before eating, which I think happens with all Black food gatherings. Right?
Yes,
Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Easter,
yeah.
Whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you could have shit sitting out for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's cold as fuck.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody eating that until
somebody prayed. There's gotta be a prayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes if you have a family dinner that you have regularly every week or month,
right.
There will usually be a prayer.
Right. Yeah.
My dad for a while took on doing the prayer.
Mm.
Bro, I almost got the, I almost didn't make it every single time that happened. Every single time that happened, I was like, man, it's questionable if I'm gonna get snatched up.
Right. Yeah. No, many times as a child, I'd gotten snatched up. Because, you know, you just grab a roll or something. You're fucking hungry, man.
Or just like, you know, sometimes if somebody stutters and you just can't, like, you make eye contact with your...
Yes, no, you can't. I focus. I just look straight down. I cannot. You can't focus. Or someone let the long-winded person, like, say the fucking prayer. No.
Someone opens their eyes with, are you gonna?
It's like, please, no.
Like,
please.
What is happening?
We're
right
hungry,
now?
We're hungry, bro. And the adults have been drinking since 8 a.m.
I remember, and I had an ex that was Guyanese, and so they do Christmas meal in early morning. Like, we're talking like 8 a.m.
Like it's ready at 8 a.m.
Like, you're sitting down at a formal table to eat at 8 a.m.
That's horrible.
And then there's a prayer, and I was
I'm just not hungry enough.
I don't think I can do this. This is like, and it's like, it's not like breakfast food. They're making like whole fish heads, like pepper pots. So like, it's like hearty in the morning. I was like, I can't do this. Like, this is just too much for me. And there was always a prayer, and that prayer went on forever, bro.
Oh, God, man.
I was like, I could have been in bed this whole time.
Honestly, so here's my thing, you know, God, our goddess, already knows our thoughts. Just keep that shit simple.
They know my heart.
they know my heart. They know when I'm in it to win it, you know.
You know what it is.
I'm already thinking, yes, bless this food and my family and everybody, and like, all right, let's get after it. Now, I do love I do love, as Black people, that we often ask for this food to nourish our bodies when it is the most unhealthy shit.
don't know in what world chitlin's supposed to nourish anything.
God, I
put just, a whole ham on, get some greens, yeah, any, nourish it. Yes. Bless it, God. Bless it.
Bless it. This salt, bless it, Lord. Bless it. Bless
this sweet potato pie made with 3 whole sticks of butter.
Nourish my body. About to nourish these arteries.
My spirit, Lord.
Which is many of the issues at Big Mama's house. That movie.
They learned nothing.
Nothing. They learned nothing. And proceeded to eat everything terrible.
Learned nothing.
And I'm not knocking it, but like also like, let's just, can we say, let this food fill my body with wholesomeness, yeah, because it's not nourishing me. Yeah. If I wanted it to nourish me, I would have eaten
it. It feeds my spirit.
Yes. Yes. Nourish my spirit. Actually, yes. Yep. Can we call on that?
Let's keep it to the spirit and the soul. Let's not. The body's going to go through some things right now.
Yeah. That mac and cheese does nothing to my body. But man. Bad.
But my soul?
Of course.
My yeah. black soul?
My black soul.
Lifted.
Yes.
Lifted.
100%. 100%. I love the cousins going on a walk before eating.
Or to the garage. Whatever. Where,
the walk, the garage.
Whatever the person owning that house feels comfortable with.
Yes, exactly. And I remember, like, growing up, like, whatever. And then I got to a certain age where I was, like, 21. And, I mean, I've been smoking weed for a while at this point. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was like, wait a second. Them niggas are getting high.
You remember that moment of being like, oh my God.
They all realize it because they come back in, their eyes are bloodshot.
Yeah.
And like, they obviously reek.
The older aunties are looking at them like, that's a damn shame.
Yes. Like, no one really cares enough to say anything.
No.
You know? And I was like, you know what, guys? It's kind of shitty y'all didn't ask me, but whatever.
I had to invite myself on that.
Yeah, same.
Britt, come on. No.
I had to invite myself.
I damn near had to infiltrate and insist.
Yes. And then what was annoying about that, they all were surprised I could outsmoke them. I was like, of course I can. Yeah. I'm 21 years old.
These lungs are made for
are
this.
Young. Yes.
Y'all old and dusted. It's okay.
Now at 34, I would imagine any 21-year-old could smoke me under the bus. Yes. Actually, you know what? No. I don't agree with that. I can still hold my own.
Well, power to you, sis. Not me. I need a full asthma pump and everything.
Oh, that. But I'm just saying. What
didn't used to be anything.
Highness, I can handle my shit. Mm-mm. I can handle my shit. I also love naps.
Yeah, put me down. Lay me down with the baby.
It is a universal thing that if you're in a black household for Thanksgiving, there will be a period in time people are finding nap spots. Do not disturb them.
Nope.
Everyone is sleeping.
Yep.
Those who are not sleeping are watching the game.
Yep.
But it's quiet in the house.
Yeah, the coat pile probably got someone sleeping underneath.
Absolutely. The coat pile, the couches.
My mom will finish cooking all the food, and she going to go in that back. Don't disturb her. She's taking a nap.
Mm-hmm.
She will wake up, get fully dressed, and come out later on in the evening when she can now drink. But absolutely. She needs a nap.
Yeah, 100%. She's been cooking for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I love the fact that, like, black women and or the cooks, we don't cook shit before this. We don't cook shit after Thanksgiving for weeks.
Nope.
And nobody better ask for shit.
It's done.
Yes.
It's all that shopping. All of that prep
work. The shopping today was wild. I was in there and I was like, man, this is fucked up.
This is too much.
It's fucked up. This is too much fucking food.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah, and I love that, like, I'll never forget. I have this Instagram video saved. And a black dude, as a joke, goes in to, like, see his grandmother, his aunties, whatever, his mom's, whatever. They're all, like, chilling in the kitchen, just as a joke. And it's like, he's recording himself. He goes in and says, what are we eating for breakfast this morning? And somebody said, breakfast?
Dreams.
Breakfast. And they tore him apart. They were like, you better have some ham. You better have whatever. You better have some.
Maybe go on and take that ham out there. Go on and fry you some eggs.
They were like, what do you want? He was like, I sandwich. And someone said, you better have a green sandwich.
Go on and slap it on there. Whatever you want, baby.
I died. A green sandwich. Someone was like, how much hate you got to have in your heart to tell someone to have a green sandwich?
It's not even hate. It's just the amount of I don't care.
Yeah.
You're going to make it what it needs to be.
Yes.
Breakfast.
You better.
Maybe your dreams. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever you want. Whatever you find.
Whatever you find. Please.
It's all. I made it last night. There you go.
You're welcome. You'll be eating mac and cheese at 7 a.m.
Yeah, you'll eat that for the rest of the week.
For the rest of the week, so that's what y'all
done. Yeah. Until it's done.
That's what y'all
eat. It could be week old turkey. You're still eating that
that's
shit.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's what the bountiful meal is made for.
Yeah.
The table has been provided.
Oh. Eat. 100%. Thank you, God and goddesses, for the nourishment of our souls.
Yeah.
And you're about to nourish your soul with this green sandwich. So
throw some hot sauce on that meal and eat that.
And of course, the tradition of going out after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Now, for my family, it's mostly been like we'll do bowling or like or movies or whatever, and then like the younger folks will like go out afterwards. Which is nice.
For us, it would either be like some people would go down to the if it was cold enough, because sometimes it would be cold enough, the ice skating rink would already be out, or the rollerblading rink would go
right
out, and people would go down there.
I haven't been rollerblading in so long.
I've never learned. I've always just gone and hung out, but I've actually never learned.
Really? Oh, it's cool. I could teach you.
I'm too old to fall.
You. I'm sorry. You're falling. You're not really. It's fine.
I'm too old to fall.
You're not.
I'm too old to fall.
60.
I know. And I'm too old to
or
fall.
70. Or 80.
I'm too old to be bruised. 90, I'm sorry. I'm all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Although, you know, honestly, I'd feel so fucking bad if you hurt yourself.
Exactly. And I would never let you forget it.
No, of course not.
You would need to show up to my house promptly every day to support me in my day.
Yep, in the mornings and shit, man. Okay, so typical food, right? Mm-hmm. So mac and cheese is a staple.
Yep.
The mac and cheese is actually more important than the turkey.
I was actually getting so worried because I was like, man, I'm going
to No, I'm making it.
I appreciate you.
No,
I appreciate
you, homie. Of course, dude. Come on. If we didn't have mac and cheese, I wasn't going to come.
Yeah.
And so
you'd be the change you need in the world.
Of course.
Okay.
Turkey, fried turkey is more prevalent in the South.
My parents do a regular turkey and a fried turkey.
Did y'all do both?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes we'll have like a smoked turkey in we don't really fuck with baked turkeys. Sometimes we do,
make a pretty good baked turkey.
A long time ago, growing up sometimes, but it's not as.
I will say, because of how many meals need to go into the oven, though, making a baked turkey over like a fried or a smoked one.
It takes so long.
It takes a really long time.
So like you're doing that all night.
Yeah. It takes a minute.
Yeah. Greens, of course. Mm-hmm. Dirty rice, sweet potato pie, mashed potatoes and gravy, ham, fried chicken.
Yep.
What else? Did I miss anything?
Dressing?
Oh, dressing.
Well, dressing.
It's funny because dirty rice and dressing are so similar. Sometimes people will alternate it. I think there's a difference. There's a huge difference.
We do fried. We do. So my mom, the first thing she'll put out for people to like eat before all the mains are ready will be dirty rice, hors d'oeuvres, and little chicken wings.
Yeah. Mom does the same.
People eat all that before, and then the dressing is part of the main thing that goes with the cranberry.
Right.
And, like, that's actually what you put on the side.
Right.
Usually by the time all that stuff is ready, all that dirty rice is gone.
So funny. I was shopping earlier today, and this old black man was like, do you know where the cranberry sauce is? I was like, no, bro. I'm so sorry.
I'm so lost.
I wish I could help you.
No, I'm Ocean Spray?
Yeah. My dad likes it, too. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But I was like, maybe they might have it. Like, you know, sometimes at grocery stores, they have like a just weird display of all favorite things. I told them to look for that.
Yeah.
And then now games. There's often games that happen at that night.
I need to check it. We also need to set. I need to set up a game table.
Yes. No. Spades is one of the
spades
most
the
important
must.
Ones.
Yep.
Monopoly,
takes
of course.
Too damn long.
But it's fun though. I love Monopoly.
Yeah.
Now team games. So like you know, like Cranium or something where you have like two teams you know against each other.
Sorry was a popular one in my house. Connect Four is a popular one,
and then video games
heads,
of course.
If they want to play chess, they can play chess. Dude,
I like chess, but I won't really play it on like a Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, bro.
Well, because
it's not the atmosphere for
Well, it takes too long, and then I'm going to be away for too long.
That's how I feel about Monopoly. It takes too long, but it would still happen.
Of course. Which, by the way, Monopoly, I feel like, when do you think children to stop being helped with Monopoly?
Should stop what?
Being helped with Monopoly.
We mean helped.
My parents, like, helped.
Oh, my parents did not. But my parents did not help with Monopoly. They left us in there to fend for ourselves, and this is why I hate Monopoly.
My parents would help me until like I was like, I don't know, third grade, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
No, my parents trusted that my brothers would look out for me, and that was
of course they wouldn't.
That was the worst idea.
Yeah, of course not.
They never did. They said they ran the bank and robbed me.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, for like video games, you've got Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter. That's absolutely. Now, are there any other like traditions, you know, for you? I you know, that like I haven't brought up or anything.
I mean, except for two cousins almost getting in a knife fight or like some sort of a fight. Wild. There's always some. There's always cousins getting in some sort of fight.
Of course, there's cousins fighting. I don't think anybody like pulled out any weapons. But I may have just not been privy to it because I was a child.
Yeah, but there usually was some sort of a fight or some sort of a thing going on. The aunties gathering around to gossip is usually a...
Of course. I mean, that's a necessity.
Yeah. And then our family really likes to play some form of charades or something like that.
That's what I mean by team games. It's always sort of team games.
We all, like, there's like hood charades. I don't know how my mom found this. I don't know how my mom found this, but it's amazing, and I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Well, I think in general, if you've got, if you're really close with a black friend, of course, and you have the opportunity to do so, I would definitely, you know, just go to a black Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
it's a great experience.
It's a good time.
It's a fantastic time.
We treat you right, and
time.
We feed you well.
Of course, the food is going to be, you know, is going to be stellar. And yeah, I'm just, I'm really excited. We're doing a Friendsgiving here, and it's going to be a blast. So, that's our show for Black on Black on Black. We'll be back next Monday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Brady, you want to give another shout out to the events?
Yeah, so just a reminder, the Sunrise Ceremony happening at Alcatraz is happening this Thanksgiving if folks want to check it out. Great event commemorating various tribes in the area, and also just as a day of reflection about 500 years of occupation. The tickets might be sold out, but see if you can hustle them up. It's an incredible experience, even though it happens at 6 a.m. in the morning.
And so next up, we've got Hell's Kitchen by John Hell. We've got a very, very special episode. So this is the 15th annual episode of 4 hours of 1981 music. So you're gonna get a blast. You're gonna feel like you're in 1981.
An auspicious year.
It's gonna be great. Well, thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week. We'll play you out before we move over to Hell's Kitchen.
Enjoy this this black family gathering banger, Cha-Cha-Cha Slide by DJ Casper.
This Bye, is y'all. Something new, the Casper Slide Part 2, featuring the Platinum Band. And this time, we're gonna get funky. 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 Everybody clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. All right, now, we're gonna do the basic step. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, let's stomp. Left foot, let's stomp. Cha-cha, real smooth. Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, let's start.